The way he says it, that he breaks it down in the spiritual realm. Verse number 2, Psalms 127, King James Version. He said, it is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat bread of sorrow, for so he giveth his beloved sleep. Because he already knows. See, the psalmist is writing the way we're going to live. We're going to get up. How many know that we're early risers and late to go to sleep? That's Debbie and I. If we could go to sleep by 9 o'clock, that would be a great blessing. But early to us is 10:30, 11. Because our minds are constantly going. Constantly like, okay, ever ready, you can close it down for a little bit. But this is what we got to understand. And this is why he gives us sleep. And this is why the rest is important. Because if tomorrow comes, he's going to prepare you to face what's coming. Because he doesn't know, you don't know what's coming, but he does. Say he knows. Because he knows everything. How many agree to that? How many know that you can have this for today? And sometimes it arrives quietly, sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes it arrives as what your yesterdays were, but not for everyone. And not for everyone, your tomorrows, if it wills it, as your todays are here, will not be the same as today. It should be in a better position. It should be in a not so worrisome position. But it just depends on us. Say us. Because God's already designed. How many know it's a beautiful Sunday? 80 degrees for Redlands. 5 degrees less here because we're on a higher elevation. Beautiful, right? But if you can't see the beauty of God behind it, they're freezing on the other side. Our country on the other side, they're freezing. You're going to the beach. Hello? But that's okay. You go to Hawaii. They've been in beach all day long, every day. Why? Because of the temperatures are different. But the point is that them across our nation, they could wake up in the same manner and not see it like they should see it. It's cold, absolutely. Yes, but you're in a place where it's always cold, so you should already be over it. But when you rise up and you understand that he gives us sleep for a reason, and understand the reason is that we're being reset. Because how many have said, man, can't wait till this day's over? Right? Why? Because you're hoping that what tomorrow is going to bring, and that is the will of God. Yes, it's going to come to an end. Yes, and you want to go to sleep, but if you have teenagers or you got young adults that are not obeying, your sleep won't be as good. Unless you really put it in the hands of Almighty God and try to go to rest. Hello? Especially if you're fighting a fight for their lives. If they're what they're involved with, who they're involved with. See, we're not alone. God is well aware of all this, but we got to understand this word. We got to understand that, you know, sometimes it comes quietly, sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes it's soft, sometimes it's hard. It comes sometimes with uncertainty, because sometimes we don't know what today's going to bring. How many know what today's going to bring? I know two things when I woke up. I got to go to the house of worship. And the only thing I don't know, the second thing, what are we going to have for lunch? That's a battle. But I should thank the Lord we can have lunch. Come on. Amen. That's a certainty. After that, people ask, you got plans? I go ask her because I don't know. I don't have any plans. She may. I don't know. Go ask her. Go ask. She's not the secretary of my life. Amen. Because we don't know. Friday night, we went to dinner. My sister-in-law came down from the Antelope Valley to visit us. Come on, say, man, she needed some rest. They went to go see their aunt the day before. She's going to spend the night, so let's go get a special dinner. And at the end of dinner, we got something. I got to go to the hospital. It's 8 o'clock at night. Come to the hospital, please. And there we go. Thank God. It's just perfect timing. Say perfect timing. I'm in my car. They're in their car. We're headed out. And I get that call. Can you please come? Please. When they say please, thank the Lord I wasn't out of town. Are you getting this? No. But what I do realize, I didn't know I was going to get called. I thank God I had a light dinner. Amen. And I was able to be, and I was halfway to the hospital already where we were located. So I, Abby, go ahead, go home, enjoy your sister, and I'm going to go take care of business. That they're begging. That's not begging. When they say please, please come now. And you know what? It wasn't for the sick one. It was for the spouse. The spouse is about to break. Isn't that amazing? Come on, because how many know we're human beings? And the last thing we want to do is see whatever we got to see. Come on, how many agree? And I thank the Lord. As soon as we walk in, I saw that enemy had to leave. The stress had to go. Come on, why? Because God is with who? He's with them, but he's with us. Because they can't see at the moment. Because when you're in the midst of a trial or a test or a tribulation moment, your eyes cannot, your body cannot, and will not function correctly. So what does God do? He'll send someone to you. Because whatever that one has, it will come to you. It'll quicken what's in you, because what's in them is in you. Just needs a quickening. How many know what I just said? Quickening. I ask the Lord every time at worship, quicken everybody here. Bless everyone here. Bless them, Father. Why? Because their victory's already started. Because they're in their victory. I don't care what they've gone through. I do, but that's behind us. They're here. You're here. Whether you had a great day, or whether you had a challenging day, or whether you just had a normal day, thank the Lord you're here today. It tells me today that we're in a new beginning. And how many know that in the new beginning, changes come? And change ain't a bad thing, but it's an uncomfortable thing. You may have to do some changing today. Hello? But it's a good thing, because with God, nothing's ever bad. It's never wrong. Are you with me? I just learned to experience the moments that God has given me. This is why I have to understand that as time and life shifts, because how many know a shift? Today is a shift. Hello? I can ask for requirements for the church. I can ask Mr. Tavoya, I don't like the way the grass looks. Can we start today cutting and then come back Thursday and just make sure? We don't do that. Sunday's a rest day. Come on. Hello. It's not about sports or anything else. It's a rest day. And I can get good rest watching sports. Say amen. Because I probably watch with my eyes closed. I mean, you know what that means? Because your body's different. Especially if you ate lunch. And it's not the turkey that you ate. It's not what's in the ingredients of the turkey. It's your body is resting on Saturday. Sunday. Saturday for our Jewish brethren. Hello. We're Gentile. Grafted in. Come on. And it just means I have to. And change doesn't mean. How many know? Listen to this. I just shared this. I'm going to share this with you. I shared it with those couples. Just because what you have faced and you're facing and what you've gone through, it doesn't mean you've done wrong. You got to look at the opposite. It's because you're doing right that you're being tested and your challenges are coming. Stop listening to that voice. It's not God that put this upon you. It's not God that put you in here. It's not God's will. What God's will is that you're on the right road and he's boasting on you like he did with Job. Do you know? Do you see my servant Job? Yes, said the enemy, but I can't touch him. That's us. Come on. He boasts on us. He brags on us. Why? Because they're striving. Job wasn't perfect. If you read the story right, his kids were having a righteous time on his land. Come on. And so, of course, what was the story of Job like? Before I go a little further, Job, if you know the story of Job, if you don't read it, read it, because it's a challenging time. And it's just like us. The first thing the enemy, when he got permission from God, say permission, to touch him, to mess with him, not with him personally, mess with what he has, the first thing he went after, and what do you think we all love the most? He went after Job's wealth. No, he went after the wealth first. Can you imagine he went after your money, honey? He went after the money. Why the money? Because it's in our heart. There's two things you don't mess with in human beings. Don't mess with their money, and don't mess with their food. Come on. It used to be men, but now we got females up there and men up there together. Don't mess with their money, and don't mess with their food. Hello, guys, are you with me? Have you ever messed with your wife's food? She can mess with your food. What are you doing, right? Man, you're not being honest with God. And it's time that you're honest with God to understand where we're headed with this mess. We're about closing session here in a minute. I'm not going to keep you all night. Come on, I got people to see, places to go. No, I don't. I hope I don't have to go see anyone, especially in the hospitals, because, you know, that's not a good time for them. But what I do know, that we're on the right path this morning. And the changes that will come, possibly, are needful. Not comfortable, but needful. Many of us need to make change because God wants you prepared for the, we heard the last song, the blessing. You got to be ready for the blessing. He cannot bless you if you're not prepared. Because if you're not, it's going to spill out. And God didn't call it that it spill out. He called it that it be retained and then invest. Reinvest. Why? Because he wants a return. And he's coming soon. Come on. No, he's coming soon. Look around you. Say amen. I hope you're getting this. And so as we experience that, like we experience Job and the things of Job, we can understand that God knows that the choices we make, God knows sometimes those choices redirect our steps. And he's a good God. He comes and brings us back. Say amen. And he brings us and puts us back on the right track because he knows us, because he loves us. He loves us because we're his investment. So he's keeping an eye on his investment. Hello, somebody. And we got to learn to let go and let God. We trust that saying. We believe in that saying. But we got to learn to do the saying. Let go and let God. Put him in the position. You've done well to be here this morning. You've done the right positioning. You've done the right choices. He knows what you're facing. And not everybody's facing something right now. The good news is the couples are out of the hospital. They're on their way to rest. Because you ever been in a hospital? What do you think they tell you? You know, our visitation is only supposed to be like 25 minutes as a pastor or minister. Why? Because they're there to rest. Have you ever tried to rest in the hospital? They poke you every 2 hours. They're waking you up every 4 hours. We got to do this. So how am I getting rest? Come on, somebody. They're doing something. And they call it, they don't want you to have visitation because they got to bother you. Come on, that's truth. And that's why you're there, because you're in for a reason. Say amen. And sometimes they put you so asleep that you don't even know I came to see you. Come on, somebody. And I'm going to tell you something before we get into the closing part of this message about our design. I already shared with you about the designs. And I already shared with you this word of God. I'm sharing the word of God that our seasons, it's not winter. It's not spring, it's not summer or fall. Our seasons can change at any given moment. You can be in a season of challenges or a season of blessings. Or you can be in a season of just stillness. It's just so still. But it can shift at any given moment by a bad decision we make or a decision that is made for us. How many like other people making decisions for you? I don't volunteer me. She has a right to, but don't do that because I'm the pastor. No, don't do that. Let me make the decision because I have to believe God that this is what his will is. We're not here. Pastors, people got to learn about pastorhood. We're not here at the beck and call of people. We're here to guide the people. We're here to make sure you're fed properly. We're here to make sure we're pushing you to the right direction. But we're not here to live the life for you. You know, especially if you don't listen to the counsel. Hello? If God said no and that's what we believe God is telling you, well, that's on you. Don't wake me up. Don't think you have a right to call us because you're not now. You're in a season of change. Why? Because you made a bad choice not to obey God. These that obey God in your giving, watch what he's going to do for you. And that's what's going to make you do it next year. And the following year. And the following year. We've been doing it for years. Praise be to God. Say amen, somebody. But it comes without a warning. It comes where uncertainty. It comes at times that we think we're strong. Most times it comes when we're at a weakness. Because that's where we have a learning process to take its course, because when we should be strong, we are weak. Hello, somebody. I know what the Bible says. Yeah, when you are strong, when you are weak, he is strong. Yes, but he told you to. Did he not tell someone, be strong? Did he tell Joshua that? Be strong. He didn't say, be weak and I'll become strong. No, he said, be strong. Joshua 1:9, be strong. That doesn't mean he was going to go work out, join a gym, buy all the equipment that's necessary. Come on, somebody. He said, be strong. What? In how? In him, with God. Be strong, church. Yes, I know about weakness, but when we're at a weak moment, this is when your challenges may come. This is when your seasons may change. Why? Because your mind's not in God. And pretty soon, all you can see is what? The challenge. That's all you can focus on. So what does God have to do? He's going to have to reset you. Hello? And that's what he's doing. He's resetting many of today. He's already reset some of these. Where I thank God for those that can just go away and take a rest, right? Say amen. You can go take a vacation. It's all right. Just don't take a vacation without him. Take him with you. He loves it. He can make your vacation better than you'll ever know. But at the same time, he'll convict you. Hello, because he's watching you. No, we don't do it like that here. Say amen. We don't do it that way here. We're here in the kingdom. As it is in heaven, how many know we should have it here? Come on, how many know we should have it here? How should we have it here? As it is in where? In heaven. It should be here. Come on, somebody. And how is it in heaven? Have you read about heaven? Have you read that there's sickness in there? Have you read that there's disappointments in there, up there? Have you read that there's a difficulty up there? If you read it right, there's perfectness in the heavens. And he wants it as it is in heaven, here on earth. Not for the earth's sake, for our sake. Say our sake, because that's why God designed it this way. And so, what do you mean? Just because you're going through a test time, and how many know family should be on your side? I'm getting ready to close here. How many know that family should be on our side? How many understand that if God blesses you, doesn't mean your family is going to be excited for you? In fact, if God gives you a dream like he gave Joseph in the prior covenant, right? A 17-year-old, well, 12 to 17, they didn't know how old he was at that point. Scripturally, they didn't write it, but we give him 17 at the oldest and 12 at the youngest, because King David was 12 to 17. Come on. And God gave him dreams, right? And of course, the dream was about people are going to serve him. No, his family is going to bow down to him. And God forbid that you tell your family, you're going to bow down to me. You're going to kiss my ring. God forbid you have those kind of dreams and tell your family. I believe Joseph shouldn't have told his dreams because it upset his brothers. He's one of the tribes. He's one of the 12 tribes, one of the chosen. You're chosen. You're one of the chosen of God. We're not here on a mistake. He chose us. Read the scriptures and I've chose you, Gospel of John. I've chose you. You didn't choose me. I picked you. All right, so the chosen, he was one, and he gave the dream, and he had another one, and that's after he was blessed by Father. His Father made him. He was well-liked by his Father, kind of favored. Don't get jealous. Amen? Made him a coat of many colors. You didn't know the story? Hello? Hello? Made him a special coat of many colors. In fact, they still have that coat today in Israel. The tribes wear them. The priests wear them. And he's got all the stones there that are supposed to be there, representing the 12 tribes. Because that's where we come and we're adopted into one of the 12. Unless you have the Jewish blood, but many of you do have it without realizing it, because of the scattering of the earth, the way it had to be scattered. And you know our rabbi friend, in fact, he's ready to come. Should I invite him over? Should I invite Rabbi back this year at all? Do you want him to come and sing and teach us again? You know, I don't know about that. You know, I had him here last year. Isn't that enough? One time enough? Well, I'll do it democratically way. Raise your hand if you'd like to see Joseph here. And you, raise your hand if you don't want to see Rabbi Joseph back. Yeah, no hands. No, how come you didn't raise it when I was saying, kind of, you know? Come on, say amen. Of course you know I'm going to invite him. He's our friend. He brings us the scriptures in a way that they have studied for 4,000 years and we've only been studying for 2,000 years. He brings it in the right perspectives. Come on. And then I believe that Joseph should have never shared his dream, and because he did, jealousy rises. So stop talking to your family how good God is to you. Let him see how good God is to you. Let him see it and let him hear from someone else that God is so good upon them. He's blessing them. Because if you go tell them, they're going to hate you possibly. And then they're going to sell you to slavery. And that slavery that Joseph entered, come on. Don't you think God was well aware of it? It was God that gave the dream. How many agree? It was God that put it in him. It was God that didn't tell him to tell the dream to everybody. Sometimes you don't need to tell everybody what God's telling you, say me. Because he's talking to his design that you are of his. I don't tell you everything I know. I don't tell you everything I see. Because it's between God and I. Come on. But what he wants, then we'll reveal it. We'll give it to you. Just like right now, you're his design. He's going to give you so much in your time ahead. He'll give you dreams. He's going to give you vision. He's going to speak promises. You're going to see them. You're going to see the goodness of God. It won't be just a song. It'll be your lifestyle. Because he can only be glorified if those see that you're blessed. If you're begging for bread, that's not a good sign for the people of the God we serve. He didn't call you to be a beggar. He called you to be a blessing. And he wants his people blessed, that you become the blesser. That he will be glorified, because aren't you the one that was like this and did think like this and walked this kind of manner and been and be with these kind of people? And you say, yes, but God. See, but God. No one can do this but God. Joseph should have kept his dream to himself, but he didn't. He got sold into slavery. God was with him. God props for him. And then he got falsely accused. Because that will happen to you when you're doing right. Some may falsely accuse you because you're not going to do what they ask you to do of them. Joseph had every reason to probably sleep with the wife. Hello? Young man in his prime. But he was strong. See, he wasn't weak. He was strong. Didn't say he had weakness. He was strong and he ran and he got falsely accused and then he got put into prison. Some of us are in prison today. But let God use you in your prison. Let God raise you up in your prison time. Meaning you're limited to your freedom of what God gave you. And it's not because God put you there. It's God's with you there. He's in it with us. Because he's in it too. Whoever came up with that, okay. In it to win it, okay, good. Then become a winner. Because you are a winner. Read the end of the book. We win. Come on, we win. Read the end of the book. So we got to be careful. But in prison, he prospered. And he interpreted the dream. And then next thing you know, the step, he's the second in charge of all of Egypt. That's how God wants you. Because he's number one. And he wants you being number two in charge of everywhere you are. Everything of what you belong with and to in charge. Come on, say amen. And this is the God we serve, right? Because that's his design. God didn't make losers. He didn't design us to be losers. Stop watching television, loser. No, that's what they did. Oh, don't watch TV. You got those that don't watch TV. More power to you. Amen. That's why you look as lost as you are. Because sometimes they do have some good things on television called the Christian channel. Come on, say amen, somebody. But as I begin to close you out, let's go to the book of Proverbs. Thank God because of the time that Joseph was in using his story, which you'll find in the book of Genesis. Come on. You'll find Job in the writing of Job that I told you about the bragging. He's in the writing of Job, Genesis. I'm not going to tell you we're in Genesis because the problem with today, you expect us to spoon feed you and you're not babies no more. You're becoming adults. Hello, somebody. Come on. God's hooking you off the breast milk to drink your own milk. Oh, Jesus. Sometimes you see these weird postings of 8-year-olds still on mother's milk. Come on, that's sick. Hello? What are you doing? Proverbs, right? Let's go Proverbs 27. Yeah. Is there 27? Yeah. And this is where we're going to close you with, because your design is for today. Say today. But you're already looking at tomorrow. You're looking, which we do also. You're looking at Friday. We're already talking about Saturday. Come on. We posted that we're going to have a special day win. On Saturday. Saturday is a special day. And I don't know what time we're supposed to meet, but I think we're supposed to be here. If you want to come and work, we'll be here somewhere between 9 and 10. right? But we're already posting that. We're going to have an evangelism prayer, right? We're already hoping. That's our hope. Say amen, somebody. And we got our guest, our missionary coming in to give us a report on her last Christmas outing and the Word. And we're believing for that, right? All of us have that plan, but some of us are forgetting that we still got to be challenged now, today. God's not asking you to look beyond that. We're telling you that if God's will, say God's will, we're going to do those things on that time and that day. But today is sufficient for itself. Today, say today. Today, He woke you up. Today, He brought reason to you. Today, He's redesigned you through your sleep. Today, He brought you in a day that's, thank God, is so beautiful out there. Amen. It's so beautiful that some of you probably didn't want to come to church, but it's okay. Thank God you won. Say amen. Amen. But what we got to be careful for is Proverbs 27 and verse number 1. Today is the day of salvation, correct? You many heard that? Today. Today somebody's going to get saved. Somebody somewhere is going to be saved. Today somebody's going to rededicate their walk. Today God is doing great things, like coming out of the hospital. It was a great day for that. To that family, don't you agree? That you can see the mountains clearly. Come on, say amen. No smog. Amen. Not a cloudy day, rainy outside. Nothing, no wind blowing. It's calm. They saw the beauty of the morning. Because you're not going to work, number one. But number two, they're coming out of their hospital, meaning things have worked out as God designed it. Say amen. But what's wrong with us today is verse number 1. King James Version. It says, boast not thyself. Who? Yourself. Of tomorrow. For thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. You're so excited for the days yet to come, but you haven't even realized the day. I hope we make it through the day. That's God's hope. And that's our hope. And I pray and I hope that it goes well with everybody. Doesn't mean everything is well. Doesn't mean that there isn't something in your mind. Doesn't mean your heart's not struggling. What it means is you're in a new day. Stop looking at tomorrow. Let's face today. Let's get through now. Come on, because God is a now God. He wants to do today, now, not tomorrow, not yesterday. Now, because He's a now God. But you got to let His redesignment, because He's designed you for Him and His way. And because He straightens out the crooked road, because bad decisions. How many made bad decisions? I have made many. I have made many. Amen. I've heard so many people say about, just recently, I heard one. I said, oh, I caught those words, bro, but we're in trouble because she said it's over. If a woman said it's over, you're in trouble. Hello, I just heard that. And it's not even from our people. It's just somebody knows I'm a pastor and started talking. Help me know what I mean. And I said, I'm going to pray for her. Come on, because they've been together a long time, but she told him it's over. It's dangerous. Those are dangerous words. Say amen, somebody. And so I said, I pray, because you know what we got to understand here. Don't boast of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what they may bring forth. James chapter 4 says it in this way. I'm winding down now. James chapter 4. I got one more scripture behind this, and we're going to be done. James 14. Look and see what James 14. Now, I'm still in the King James Version. Verse number 13 and 14. 14 will be the actual scripture, but 13 goes like this. Go to now, you that say today or tomorrow. Even talks about today. This is the brother of Jesus right here talking. Did you know he didn't believe in Jesus? He wasn't the 12 disciples. In fact, he didn't want nothing to do with Jesus because he thought he was what? My family didn't want nothing to do with us when we got saved. Her family, they didn't want nothing. Oh, when we were where we were, they loved us. But the moment we got saved, they didn't want nothing to do with us. They probably wanted us to die. But before that, this is what you got to understand. Before that, But now that we're saved, and guess where? Guess who they all call? Guess where they go to now? They're all in church. We proved our grounds. God heard our cry. We believed in His word. Salvation is to our family, our household, our loved ones. We had to let go and let God. Say amen. Even though I wanted to beat my brothers up. Hello. Even though I want to smack them a few times. Hello. Amen. Sometimes I still get like that because, you know, I'm the oldest now alive. My former brother, my big brother's in the heavens already. He died of an overdose but made heaven his home. And that's a different story. And yes, God can do that. I got proof in the pudding. Come on, say amen. But don't, you know, that's another story. But, you know, I understand this about this afflictions and these things that he's telling us right now. Go now, you that say today and tomorrow. We'll go into such a city and continue there a year. This is what we're going to do today. This is what we're going to do tomorrow. This is what I'm short grazing his word. And we're going to buy and we're going to sell and get grain. This is what we're going to do. Get gain because that's God's will. Come on, that we prosper. Amen. But this is what you're saying. He goes in verse 14. He smacks him because he became a disciple of Jesus at the time of his death. Don't wait till the time of his death to become a disciple. Come on, say amen. He already died. Take it to advantage to the fullest right now. Hello? I've heard too many people say, I can't wait. Maybe they'll get saved at my funeral. I said, no. No, don't say that. Tell them you're going to get saved now. If you haven't told them, go tell them. And then let God do what he's got to do. Let go and let God. Let the water be watered and let the salvation plan run and let harvest come. Just do your job by planting the seed. Live the life, not at a funeral. Come on. Number 14, whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? What is your life, people? It is here now and gone tomorrow. I'm short. Let me say it to a different version. I'm an International Standard Version. 14 says, you don't know what tomorrow will bring. What is your life? Hello, church. You are a mist that appears for a little while and then it's vanished. Our life, come on. This is our life. It's here now, but it could be gone tomorrow. No one's promised tomorrow. We just read that. We just like talking about what this, the faithfulness of God. Today, why? Today, because God is now. He's working through us now. He wants stability now. Hello. He wants confidence now. He wants you to be confident in what? And what he's doing in you now. Because he's not through with no one. It's not your job to judge someone. It's your job to pray for someone that God fulfill what needs to be fulfilled. Because God is a fulfilling God. He's come to fill us. He's come to lift us up. He's come to mature us. He's come to bless us. But the blessing is to be a blesser. He wants to get it in you that you can share it and he'll return it back to you. We don't have to tithe. We don't have to do any of this. We're a church that tithes the tithe. Where? I'll tell you, we send it to another ministry. We support our missionary. I support another ministry. Come on, somebody. I support Rabbi. As this ministry, but you're a part of that. You give it to us, he gives it back to you. But you don't know. In my church, you get Jesus dollars. And you better know what those Jesus dollars are because these that are clapping hands, they have withdrawn at that time. But if you don't put nothing in your bank account with our Savior, don't expect him to give you something you haven't given to him. And I'm not talking about at that point, I'm talking about all these that came, the monkey climbers up there. Come on, Leo's got a great blessing coming because he was up there almost got dangling, cutting saw with John. They didn't care, right? I was out there. You know what? And they didn't give me credit. I was out there cutting. They never give me credit. Come on. And the reason why it didn't hit David when the branch was going to fall, right? It didn't hit him, right? Because I was there. The man of God of this house was there. I know who I am. I know the abilities we have. And I know because we started in prayer. If we don't ever start in prayer, you're in trouble. But prayer brought us through, right? Because everybody else was, because we had food here in the morning. And everybody else, let's go to work. No, bring it in, guys. No, come on. Because if we don't go before God, we're in trouble. That branch would have hit you. Come on, say amen. But he did it. He must have been a good boy. Are you here? So, you don't know what tomorrow will bring you. What is your life? You're here today and you're gone tomorrow. Lamentations now. Going to close you out with Lamentations. I know you're getting something out of this. Some of this is going over your head a little bit, but it's okay. It's okay, because the Word did that to me in the beginning. What? How be it? It behooved you? What in the world does that mean? I know it now. How be it means, don't you get this yet, son? That's how God talks. Son, do you understand this, daughter? Come here, let me explain it. He'll come here, let me explain it to you. This is how it was. This is how it is. This is how it's going to be. Come on. You win if you know the Word. You win. But you just got to do your position to be the winner. Come on. It even talks about how to win. How many believe that? Lamentations chapter 3. Prior covenant now. I'm going to stay in the International Standard Version since I'm there. And this is how he's going to end. And this is a promise. A promise. This is why you're here today, this morning. That's why this whole world is here right now. Even though some of them don't deserve to be here. How many agree? How many agree some of them don't believe deserve to be here? Because I'm being honest with God. Because if I was God, there'd be a lot of dead people already. I told you that 100 times. I'll tell you again. If I was God, there'd be some dead people today. How dare you do that? You see, I'm not God. I'm a work in process. I'm in Philippians 1 and 6. What is that? I have confidence that he's going to finish what he started. And I know I got a lot yet to go through. And 45 years later, he's not done with me. Come on, say amen. I don't say I got it. I don't put a cover over my head. I want it to keep overflowing that I can operate and be exactly where I'm supposed to be, doing what I'm supposed to be doing and the way it's supposed to be done. Amen. And with that, Lamentations chapter 3, he says it like this. Are you ready? Verse 22, because of the Lord's gracious love. How many know I'm loved? How many know that somebody loves you outside of the human love? Stop looking for a real love in a human love way, because there's only one that's going to love you like he has and will always love you. Come on. Because of the Lord's gracious love, we are not. What is it? What? That's why you're still here. You may have lost a limb. You might have lost a loved one. You may have lost and been separated. You might have lost your job. You might have been cut on your income. And by the way, there's some great tax cuts coming. For you that don't know this, little Jack, because he's born in 2025, he's going to get a $1,000 account given to him. Because of the new administration. Everybody born in 2025 and parent out till 2029, they're going to get a $1,000 investment in an account in their name. What a blessing. Come on, what a blessing. At least our tax money is going somewhere. Hello, you pay taxes? Absolutely, we pay taxes. In fact, I believe this is going to be our first year we don't have to pay taxes. No more taxing on Social Security. Come on, say amen. How dare you tax our Social Security? Come on. We earned this money. It's already been taxed. They tax the tax. There's a lot of other great things coming, but I'm not here to talk politics. Come on, politics belong to the enemy and God. Come on, somebody. But because of the Lord's gracious love, we are not consumed. Why? His compassion never ends. And I'm going to close you with this, the next verse. What does the next verse say to you? 23. And what have I been talking to you all this time? They are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. Church, don't fall for the lie. Don't fall for the disruptions, distractions. Keep your eyes where they need to be because you are loved. You are specifically designed. Come on. You've been made the way God wants you to be. But because our lifestyles and bad choices, this is why we thank the Lord for our youngsters. Say amen. They're in church, man. Straight A's. Wow, what is that? I was a straight A student until I became a drug addict. A gang member. I had nobody there to direct us. I was a straight A student. Good at math. I'm still good at math. I'm still good with numbers. Hello, somebody. God didn't take it. He turned it around in business for me. This is why I know I watched the money coming in. Come on, say amen. Because God has put that in us. And what was meant for evil, he brought it for his goodness. This building is His, dedicated to His glory. Okay, waiting for the signs, wonders, and miracles to flush in again. Come on, somebody. Why? Because every morning, He is faithful to all of you. Say amen. So this morning, as you stand with me, run in His faithfulness and let go and let God. Come on.